Joe! He made things go!"
yell the boys in a frenzy of joy. A tall man passing paused to see what was causing all the tumult. He was greeted by eager voices.
"Oh, Mr. Don,"
said the excited captain, "you ought to have seen Joe. He won the game for us. Just made the dandiest home run."
"Joe made a home run? What do you mean? Joe is home in bed."
He pushed his way through the crowd. His eye lighted on his red-faced, panting little daughter, still lying where she had fallen. He could always tell her from Joe by her sheepish little grin and the funny dimple which appeared in one cheek when she was bothered.
"Josie,"
he gasped, "what does this mean? Get up out of the dust." Josie was still too exhausted to rise, but she had recovered enough breath to speak, and she panted.
"I wanted the team to win. I can play as well as Joe, and he's one of the very best players. When he couldn't come, I thought I would take his place and not let anyone know. I was going to tell Joe, of course."